This is Donovan Beery. We're here in what appears to be day three of this How Week Conference Week.
Is it really only day three?
And I'm with Nate Voss.
But yes, I'm Nate Voss. I'm almost always here.
And today we're recording outside of the registration booth area. This is like the day of the conference where it's the big kickoff. It's really the first day for most of the people here. So it's not like, I mean,
yesterday was really the first day for most people.
Right. Absolutely. Well, this is the first full day.
Yeah, the first full day. You bet it.
So they don't know as many people. They're starting to show up. I think it's kind of the downtime night. This evening has
it feels like it. I think that might just be my general exhaustion. And yeah, I mean, we could talk about that, right? Yo, Nate Voss is tired.
Nate has not been getting the adequate amount of sleep.
I don't know if it's sleep or...
He's been getting an inadequate amount of alcohol at a high altitude.
I would not call it inadequate. I would debate you on that. But it's just, man, I'll tell you what. The How Conference kind of kicks you in the ass, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does a little bit. And we got with us Steph Doyle. Steph, where are you from?
I'm from Frederick, Maryland, just north of Washington, D.C.
And what do you do there?
I work for a nonprofit organization during the daytime, and I run a design firm at night.
What's the design firm? Do you have a website we can address people to?
The design firm is Sync Partners, and I've partnered up with two other people from the HAL Forum, Nikita Prokhorov and Steve Wilson.
Someone's name is Nikita?
Yeah, Nikita.
Awesome.
And on these, now when you say partnered up with people you met on the forum, are they in the same area of you as you, or are they like, do you work with them remotely?
We work remotely. Steve's in Nashville and Nikita's up in Connecticut. And the partnership, we've been working together for about 12 months right now, planning, and we're actually starting to move forward with some of our marketing efforts now.
Nice.
How many HAL conferences have you been to?
This is my fifth HAL conference.
Wow.
Getting out of town.
Yeah, and I've actually become quite involved in the group called the Howies. Started in Chicago 2005. And when I went to that conference, I was by myself, didn't know anybody. Went to the HAL Forum right after the conference, had a total recharge, was ready to roll, went on the HAL Forum and just started networking like crazy with all these Howies. Next thing I know, I'm part of the family. Conferences and never felt alone. Always had people to share ideas with, inspirational conversations, things like that. And of course, as you were mentioning earlier, not getting much sleep, you know, things like
that. No, none of that. But yeah, and that's one of the things that I've been picking up on a lot. We've mentioned on the show a couple times now is the amount of like real connection that seems to be going on here is great. Though I would posit that there was more of that going on at the smaller creative freelancer conference. That was I don't know, a couple hundred people.
Well, I think part of that has to do with everyone that goes to like a creative freelancer in house. Instantly knows they have more in common with the person sitting next to me, even though they don't know them, than they do at the general HAL conference.
Either or that, or, and I would put it to you, Steph, either that or they all know that they're already there solo, so they got to make friends.
Absolutely, I agree with that analogy. But you know, what we do is we try to embrace some of these loners that we see hanging around and just try to bring them into the group. Most of them, they're really open to it, but we've had a few that have been very guarded. You know, they're like, "Whoa, why is this guy being so friendly with me?" You know,
and
yeah. It might be the six shots tequila over lunch.
Yeah, let's bring that up. My tequila slurpees.
Well, I'm just wanting to say that one of the things is you go to a conference, and it's not a bad idea to every now and then you have to leave the conference to explore the city. It's, as Vaughn Glitschke was talking about in his conference, you know, you have to experience other things, and I think you did that a little bit today if you care to talk, but you don't
matches.
Have to.
Absolutely. Went to Vaughn Glitschke's session, and he was talking about picking up creative matches, so I actually trying to go outside of my comfort zone, but it was completely by accident. We were actually looking for the art museum. And I ended up in the courthouse, and I was wondering why.
Whoa, because when you say this, I'm like, if that happened to me, I'd be like, did you get a phone call?
No phone calls, but you know, I had to go through security, I think, five times because I had so.
No, what I mean is, you weren't brought there by someone like it sounds.
Oh no. We were looking for art,
right?
And the building looked like a museum. It's beautiful. The architecture is like this Roman-style architecture. Got all this beautiful engraving on the front of the building. And they had these banners hanging down, just like any stereotypical art museum.
Yeah.
And so when we went in, I had to go through security five times. And I said, man, and then the lady told me I couldn't take any pictures with my cell phone. And I said, what the hell kind of art museum wouldn't let you take pictures? And as I got in there, I saw Fifth District Court, District Court, Supreme Court. I was like, I think we're in the wrong building.
How was the building inside, though, once you got in there?
It was beautiful. The aesthetic was really nice. They had some three-dimensional art in the entranceway on either side that showed the history of Denver. And then they had another piece on the inside that was kind of a community-done piece on racial diversity, which is really nice. So we did see a little bit of art in there.
All right, and you mentioned that you went to I'll hold on to this. You mentioned that you went to Von Glitschke's creating five alarm concepts, I think. I was at that too. I felt like that was pretty good. I was expecting a lot more. I don't know. I feel like I'm going to say this. I'm going to be putting down Von. I was expecting a little more flash than I was substance, but I felt like that was all substance. It was all really solid
techniques.
How
dare he do that on us?
I know. How dare Von actually deliver? But the rest of our day, honestly, Donovan, we were kind of wrapped up in like three separate interviews with people.
We did get to see Justin Ahrens' presentation.
You got to see Justin's life-kerning. Steph, what other sessions did you wind up at today?
I went to the 60 Days Towards Better Productivity.
Oh, I totally found the handout from that on a table and stole it.
Yeah, I mean, the presentation wasn't flashy or, you know, something that would be totally appealing aesthetically to graphic designers, but I think the content was relevant, especially to those of us that have a difficult time staying on track with our projects. You know, when we take ownership on one of our projects, we're kind of afraid to delegate some of that out to other people to help us, you know, manage our time a little bit better. So I think the content of our presentation was very relevant. The presentation wasn't quite as flashy as Vaughn's, but I think a lot of people came out of there with, you know, a lot better understanding of how to manage their time effectively.
I gotta say, it's pretty difficult to get more flashy than Vaughn's highly animated, highly stylized presentation. But yeah, this is officially day one, but kind of day 1.5/day 2 of the How Conference, and man, there's a lot of stuff going on here. There's even more stuff going on tomorrow. I don't even know what to do. Steph, thanks for hanging out, by the way.
Well,
thanks for stopping by.
Nice.
We'll discuss that momentarily. And what I'm talking about, of course, people at home, is that Darcy Henricks, Master Howie, if I may, has just joined us here.
Yeah, how many conferences is this for you and the How?
It's fourth.
Okay, because we were just hanging out with Steph, and this was his fifth, so he's actually kind of putting you to shame.
I'm sorry.
Maybe you can kneecap him next year, and he won't be able to make it, and then you can at least tie it up.
I wish I could. I have a wedding to go to next year. So
you already know that in advance. Nice.
Yeah, it's so sad.
We were just kind of talking about the things that we've you know, seen today, and you know what everyone's take on that was. What did you check out today?
Well, I went to the first conference. The session that I went to, what is his name?
Berman?
Berman, yes.
Berman, David Berman.
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, my bad. I went to his, and it was really good. Excellent. And there was a lot of people in there. It was pretty packed, full house.
You know
which
what?
Is nice to see.
Let's talk about that a little bit, because I started off in Gail What's-Her-Face's thing.
Yeah, that's her official last name.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was packed to the point where people were sitting, lining the walls, like not just a couple people, like lining the walls. And by the time it got to the kind of awkward slideshow, like, yo, I'm just showing vacation photos, and I kind of checked out. I think it was when she got to the part of framing bottle caps, and I was like, okay, maybe this is for a thousand other people.
Yeah,
this is not for me. So I came into David Berman's about halfway through, and man, guy's like crazy animated.
Oh, yeah.
He's running around
all over the place, and you know, it's just, you know, he kept the audience very captivated. I think that the most entertaining you are up on stage, the more you interact with the audience, the more they're going to pay attention, they're going to stay, cuz they want to hear more, they want to find out more. You know, if you're just up there talking and throwing up slideshows, sometimes that can be a little bit distracting. And
I mean, he was challenging people, he was like, yo, stand up, do this, do that.
I think it especially helps because he was at 9 in the morning. I assume that's good you want, you know, you're still waking up a little bit.
Right.
Having something
right.
like that will help you out.
I'm sorry, Gail's slideshow just did not do it for me. And I don't, and I can say, and I'm not afraid to say it, that I don't feel like that slideshow was built to do it for me. I feel like it was, I mean, there were like 15 different slides of portraits of her that people had drawn. And I know she works with illustrators a lot, and I like seeing those styles. But at the same time, how much time do we really need to spend on that? I'm not sure how that benefits the 1,000-odd people that were sitting there.
Well, this is also a large, diverse group of creatives, and different people want to see different things, which is the nice thing. And it's nice that you can just get up and leave.
Yeah, yeah. And I was, like, way up front, too, but I was like, I don't care. I gotta go.
Well, you know, one of the things that I've seen over the last 4 conferences is that people are coming to these conferences to learn, to be inspired. You know, it's nice to get into a session and people are showing their work, what they've done, but we want to know how the process, how did they do it?
Right.
How did they come to that idea? You know, throwing up pretty pictures. I mean, we all like picture books and stuff, but it's like we need more meat. That's my take on it.
Yeah, it and I feel the same way about going to any kind of conference, be it a HOW conference, an AIJ conference, a local, anything, where it's just a slideshow of here are some cool things that I have done.
Exactly.
If it doesn't wrap back around to now here is how you can do cool things, mm-hmm. then it's not much good to anybody. I mean, it might be inspiring for, maybe that'll lift you up for, the next 3 to 5 days. But that's really all that I can ever take away from those kinds of things.
Right. I totally agree.
So what did you go to this afternoon? Because this afternoon we were out of it. We didn't get to go to anything.
Actually, I went to Justin Aaron's presentation.
Right.
That was really good. You know, and he is one of those that'll give you the meat. He doesn't just show you pictures, but he talks about how he came to the final product, what he's showing up there. He tells you what inspired him, and he was talking about his childhood, his teachers, and his trips, and, it was inspiring to me and very touching in moments,
I take it back. We did actually get to sit in on that one. And, yes, emotional at a couple points.
Yes.
Especially
yes.
when he's talking about his... Well, he was just on the show a few weeks ago talking about his Africa trip.
Part of it was about creative, but a lot of his presentation, the part that I really liked was the part that there are times, other parts of your life, and you need to focus on those as well.
Right, exactly. And,
Oh, thank you. Sorry, I was involved in a... Here, I'll be right... You go, I'll be right back.
Okay. Well, I have a family, and, I'm always busy going. There's always basketball games to go to, music programs to go to, and all this other stuff. And I work basically 2 different jobs, I do web design during the day, and then I do, stationary print design at night. And so it can be challenging to balance it all out.
Yeah, and Justin even said he missed the opening reception and came in late solely so that he could go see his kids' dance recital, even though he said they're not necessarily good dancers, but that was where his priorities were, which I think was fantastic.
I know where he's coming from. There's been times where, it's like you have to sit there and balance. What's more important, This you can always do work. There's always time to get back. There's deadlines, and we all know how that goes. We're always rushing, scrambling the last minute to get something done. But you know what? There's those moments with your family, life events, that if you don't go to at the end of your life, are you going to look back and say, I wish I would have gone to, my daughter's recital. I wish I would have done this with my family. You're not ever going to say, I wish I would have met that deadline.
Oh, 30 years ago, I really wish I would have hit that brochure deadline.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's going to be those moments with your family and friends that are going to... I mean, if you balance it all out, it complements each other,
Well, Darcy, it's fantastic to have you on the show, and we look forward to seeing you around the rest of the week.
Oh, definitely.
What are you looking forward to tomorrow?
Let's see. I'm not exactly sure. I'd have to look at what I'm saying.
You know what? Honestly, I'm in the same boat. I'm like, maybe she'll tell me something cool, and then I can just go to that.
All I know is I'm looking forward to, in about 20 minutes, seeing Kit Heinrichs present.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely going to that, for sure.
Okay, we'll see you there.
All right. Thanks.
So that was Darcy. Darcy's awesome. Long
and
time.
Also, go back to the site. Starting actually yesterday, we were doing daily sketchbook 1-point rules.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I put my first one of those yesterday, so go check that out. There's going to be more of those this week.
And as well as we'll be recording another one of these tomorrow night.
Oh, Jesus, yes. What'd you say? This is our fourth show that we recorded today?
Well, yeah. We've been recording podcasts during the day with some of the speakers that we'll launch over the next, what ends up being, like 7 or 8 weeks.
God, what are we doing?
I don't know, but we're having a good time.
I am having a hell of a good time, I'll tell you that. But, man, I'm beat. I'm going to go to special recording area and nap it out during this next thing.
It's crazy.
I don't feel bad about that at all. But, I mean, hey, we split up a little bit today, you know. What was the best thing you saw?
Well, we saw the same stuff.
We did? We saw all the same stuff?
Actually, I missed the morning session because I was editing the show.
Oh, right.
We recorded last night.
Well, I like David Berman's thing, but you didn't miss it much.
I look
else.
Forward to speaking with him tomorrow, and we'll launch that show probably
in
6 weeks.
That's right. We are interviewing David.
Actually, it was funny because Nate and I didn't know much about him. We met him last night. Looked like he came in. Probably just got off the plane.
Look rugged.
Nice guy. We talked to him. He was on the show yesterday. And after seeing the presentation, Nate was just texting me. He's like, that was amazing. And I went in there and I was like, hey, we got time tomorrow.
Yeah, and that was it was night and day. You'll listen to him on the recap that we did last night. And
He sounds like us now.
Yeah, and he's like, I mean, exactly like I am now. And then, in his presentation, I talked about this with Darcy. Just crazy. It's madness.
Okay, we look forward to that, Nate. And it's time to go check out Kit.
Dude, yeah, let's shut this down. But short show tonight, but you know what? We got a hell of a lot more coming. Check us out at 36points.com. Let's do it.